Spooky Friends.
Hey, Catherine.
Why do I always do that with my hands? You didn't see this, but I jazz hands every time I say, hey, Spooky Friends.
They're listening. They can't see.
And when I'm on TikTok, I wave, hey, Spooky Friends, like I'm trying to hypnotize them.
Yeah, that's okay because they can see you on TikTok. But I got to tell you something. On the podcast,
they can't see me.
They can only hear you.
What a shame they can't see us.
No. Well, we're at the comedy bar right now.
You know, one of my high school teachers told me that I had a face for radio.
You do have a face for radio.
I thought it was super nice.
It's true, and it's an AM station, too. It's not even a good one.
You know what? I think I would sound sexy on AM.
I don't know. Let's try. Let's get you a radio show.
Would it sound like that?
Right. No, it's going to sound like this. It's going to be more like this weird, you know, kind of spirit box sounding here. There you go. There's your face.
Hey, everybody. It's me on the Spooky Friends podcast.
Yeah, that's actually a funny idea, that intro to the show with the spirit box.
I don't think they can hear you with that thing.
No, that's probably a good thing. Well, we're at the comedy bar, and we just had a seance, and there was about 25 people in here, and there were some pretty weird things that just happened. We were using the Estes method with the spirit box. You were wearing the...
leopard print skirt.
No, the headphones.
Yes.
Yeah, you were wearing a leopard print skirt.
I was wearing a
real Alexander McQueen shirt.
I love it.
Well,
it,
you
I
should.
Like
it's
that.
Worth more than you probably make in a month.
Wow. I'm just kidding. For the viewers who can't see, I was just brought to tears.
Yeah, brought to tears. And you know what? I was actually spooked out at a lot of the stuff that was just happening because for the first time, I experienced this Estes method when I was just in Estes Park at the Stanley Hotel.
Oh, that's the first time?
That I ever did that method, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
I've done it before.
Well, we've all hopefully done it before.
Well,
okay. Oh, you're talking about the Estes method.
So, my friend Grace and I, and she's...
You guys have done it together?
Scareperia podcast.
Oh,
no,
boy.
No, I...
It's a different kind of, different kind of podcast.
We actually were in the Stanley Barracks doing the Estes method.
Okay.
And Michael Sullivan, the electrician who died there, came through and told us to get out.
Yeah, that's
because
right.
Because he wanted us to be safe. That was the whole thing.
That's right, because he was... The Stanley Barracks, if you're listening, are barracks on the C&E grounds.
Yeah.
And they're run now by Hotel X, and you had access... I think I may have gotten you the access.
You sure did.
I got you the access. I get access to anything.
You get me in everywhere.
I do. And you had a great time there. And we went in there with those little cat toys, remember?
Oh, God, yeah.
And we filmed it. We had the cat toys sitting in the hallway. And we were asking that the spirit that was haunting the Stanley Barracks, if they could hit the cat toy and
in
make the
hallway.
Light go off. Yeah, and the fucking light went off over and over again. And then we caught that orb on the camera. I mean, it's all on... Yeah.
So... Just to clarify,
freaked us out.
This was on the second floor of the Stanley Barracks in the hallway where allegedly a little girl named Jenny is looking for her father. And she died of either hypothermia or her scarf choked her, was what I heard. And you asked specifically for Jenny to light up one of the balls.
Yeah.
And just after you asked that, Jenny lit up the ball, and then you saw the orb come from the room.
I didn't see the orb. It was recorded.
Right.
You can see it as clear as day.
And
there was like five or six witnesses, the manager of the hotel, you, his buddy, a couple people that were there, and it was there. But at the Stanley, we did this in the seance room, and we got so many we did over 7 hours of... spirit box sessions at the Stanley, and then we did it here today, and for the first time, apparently, according to your interpretation, the spirit referred to me by name.
It said, and I quote, Mysterion, which I've never heard happen
no,
before.
No, that's weird.
In all the times we've seanced, they refer to you by your birth
name. My
name,
yeah.
Yeah, so interestingly, that came through, and I actually don't know... half of what was going on during that because
no,
I was...
you knew nothing what was going on.
I was deaf.
Yeah,
I was
you're
listening.
Deaf.
So I kept saying things and I said afterwards to Liz, I said, I hope I wasn't like interrupting the show.
No.
Whenever like a sound came through.
No, we were asking questions and everything was accurate and there were so many things with the doll that were being said. You were saying, you know, I think the best part was when I went to put the doll back up and you said that you heard, don't hurt me. And then as I put the doll down, the entire setup collapsed.
Yeah, the chair fell.
Yeah,
and, you know, it was interesting for me. I kept hearing one male voice, an older male voice, kept asking to keep the string on, the binding strings on the doll, Walt. And then a little child's voice saying, take them off.
Take them off.
And it was like this back and forth with these two
spirits.
And
then when I took them off, somebody said, sucker.
Yeah,
that's
the man.
Cool.
The man said sucker.
That's really cool.
And it was Walt that called you Mysterion.
Yeah. See, I have no problem with that doll. That doll doesn't cause me any grief.
He likes me. He told me.
He doesn't mind anybody. I don't think he's as cursed as people make him out
but
to be.
But I will say that Walt, when you're handling him or when you're sort of channeling him, for lack of a better word, when you're working with Walt, you get a sore in the pit of your stomach.
Yeah, I felt like just like watching my show.
Wow.
Yeah, it could be just that. I don't think it has anything to do with Walt. I think it has to do with me. Right. No, I was feeling the same way. I was getting sick and... there was one part where I let out a big belch. It was almost like this big gas buildup for no reason.
Yeah.
And that actually also happened at the Stanley, and I had to down like 4 or 5 bottles of water right afterwards, and I felt sick and kind of felt like I was,
you know,
I wouldn't know what a day's work is, but it was like as if I did a day's work.
This podcast is work.
Yeah. Well, you know, okay. When I'm hanging around with you.
Yeah. I know that my energy can be very... exorbitant.
No, I'm just teasing you.
I just picked a word.
Yeah, exorbitant.
That's the first word that came to my head. I was like, pick a big word.
A big word. Okay.
Well, now I'm questioning if it is a big word. And there's a room full of people watching.
It's a big word. I don't know if it was the word to use.
You know, I'm not used to having an audience. Mm. So that's the thing. So I hope that it went well. I hope that people were scared because I missed most of the show having had the headphones on.
Yeah.
And not aware of what was going on. I'd look up once in a while and sort of like...
see people's jaws on the ground.
See you pointing at someone, and yeah. You know, but I wouldn't, I didn't see much.
Well, everything that was happening was pretty uncanny. There was a lot of references to fire, and there was even a point where we asked a question, or I asked, or someone asked, you know, what do you want to do? And then you responded, what was it, everyone burn?
Yeah.
And then we said, why? And then it was to be with me.
Oh, God.
You know, and that kind of thing is really...
a lot, yeah.
A lot, yeah, exactly. But it's still so interesting because any questions could be asked and you were answering accurate to the question. It was very...
There was a really interesting part as well. And I'm going to put my sister-in-law and other half on the spot here.
Yeah.
Because they were sitting in the back. And I didn't tell anyone that they were here. We just snuck them in. And in the spirit box, it said 1988, which is the year that they're both born.
That's right.
And then my sister-in-law, I'm going to put her on the spot. Feel free to jump in here, Meg. But her foot was touched.
Yeah.
Yep.
Somebody else felt the tap on the shoulder.
And the entire time, I kept feeling like I'm going to mimic it on you so you can help me explain this.
Okay.
Like little fingers touching.
Do that again.
Touching my elbow. Why do you like it?
A little higher.
No.
Yeah. Okay. No.
You enjoy it too much.
I do.
When you enjoy something too much.
It gets... All right. Just get me right here on the shoulder.
I feel like I'm.
There's
cheating.
A big lump right there. It's from being on this show with you.
It's from carrying this show.
It's from carrying. Oh, is it now? I see. I see what you did there. I see.
Yeah. No. But you do get me into a lot of places. So I'm very grateful for that, and I want that to be recorded that I'm being grateful.
Aw. Well,
Catherine
I just
the
have
Great.
To be nice to you.
That's why they call me Catherine the Great, because I'm always grateful.
Abe on the 8th floor.
I mean, my phone has been going off today. I got 3 phone calls. Okay?
Wow.
It's a busy day.
So.
Only one of them was my mom.
Who here has a supernatural story that they would like to share and talk to us about? Anybody here has ever experienced a haunting or seen a ghost or even a UFO or Bigfoot or anything?
I can start.
I would love it if you did. Come on over here closer. So you can be heard.
Yeah.
Let your voice be heard.
Oh, I'm a theater kid. I can project.
Can you tell us your name?
My name is Chrissy.
Yeah.
Chrissy. So I used to work in an old theater up in Northern Ontario.
You care to say where?
In Kirkland Lake.
I worked in that theater many times. I know the theater.
The LaSalle?
Yes, I've performed in the LaSalle.
It's the only one still standing.
The only one that they have.
Yeah. It's.
And I stayed in a tiny little motel across from the beer store.
That is not there anymore, unfortunately.
The beer store or the hotel?
The beer store is still there.
I'm sure it is.
Burned down.
Yeah, oh, burned down.
Not that I know of. But, yeah, so I worked at the LaSalle Theater in Kirkland Lake.
Yeah.
And it's a built 1920s, I believe.
Yeah,
it's an old vaudeville
right.
theater. Yeah. Has a stage, and it was made for cinema as well, so multi-purpose. And, I mean, most theaters are haunted, ghost-like theaters. When it was still operational, I was working as a stagehand for one of the performances was just like a variety show.
Mm.
And now the stage, it has the first level, it has a second kind of double decker stage, and above that second level is a catwalk.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
And the rules of the theater and with the company that was putting on the show was no one except the stage crew was allowed on the catwalk. It was very high, very narrow, and if a crew's running across to make something happen, get out.
I want to ask you, was Right Said Fred allowed on the catwalk?
Had he been there,
I'm sure. Because he could do a sexy little turn right on the catwalk.
Yeah. You know, we would have had to revisit if he showed up.
I see, yeah.
So there was, it was just about to start a show. So I was on stage right, my friend was on stage left, and we were starting to go up the levels to all the dressing rooms to give them their places call. And we start on the main level, and we tell everyone places, and we come out at the same time, and we can see each other across the way, and we go up to the second level together, go in the dressing room, come out, and we hear someone walking across the catwalk.
Mm.
And from where we're standing, there's no way to get on or off the catwalk without passing one of us. So we kind of match that.
Sure, because you're on either end.
Yeah, we're on either end, and we can see right across the stage at each other. So we nod each other. We're going up to the third level, where there are also dressing rooms. And we're thinking, like, okay, tell off whoever's on the catwalk who shouldn't be there. It's dangerous. And we get there, and again, there's nowhere to go, but there's no one on the catwalk.
Mm.
And both of us distinctly heard footsteps. And it was young enough footsteps that we thought it was maybe one of the younger dancers. So it was kind of like a quick, light-footed step.
Sure.
So that's my only experience with that ghost, but I have lots of friends who have other experiences.
When I was in the theater, I remember speaking to the individual who hired me, and they told me that there was a spirit in the theater that many people had seen and heard.
Yeah.
And then I kind of stuck around and tried to, egg it on, but nothing.
The That's spirit spooky. Talking thing said 1920, you associated with a doll. It could have been associated also with the theater.
Could have been.
That's true. Yeah. I didn't think of that at the time.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Pretty wild.
So spooky.
And there's so many different haunted theaters. I mean, every theater is purported to be haunted, but
because people who work in the theater are so passionate about it that it leaves a bit of them behind. Either they're dramatic or passionate. You know, but I think they're so passionate about what they do there, and there's so much emotion to the theater mm-hmm. that it actually makes it easier for the spirits to manifest. And they do need, that's why they scare you.
Yeah.
They need emotion, and that's why places like funeral homes, hospitals, even grave sites are haunted because of the emotional impact.
Well, you and I went to a grave site of a child,
right?
An unmarked grave of a child. Now you somehow figured out where this grave was.
Yeah.
But it's in the records. Obviously, they don't just bury people and not have a record of where they're buried.
It was H.H. Holmes' victims.
One of the victims of the serial killer H.H. Holmes. And we went to their grave, and I still have
the headstone
for her. I got her a headstone because it's an unmarked grave. And when I mentioned, we had a whole bunch of stuff happen during that investigation. But when I said, I was going to bring her a headstone. We were using not the spirit box. We were using the one that talks, the
ovulus. Yeah.
And then I said I was going to bring her a headstone, and then it responded, kind man.
Yep.
Yeah. And then it said thank you and all kinds of, and then it said graveyard.
Yep.
And it was a whole bunch of stuff related to the headstone, and then winter hit, and we never brought. I have it in my house.
I'll come pick you up, and
let's do it.
We'll go.
Yeah,
for
you
a
have
spin.
A car now.
Yeah,
you know what that means, right?
Finally, after 4 years,
you know what that means?
What?
That means I can call you, and then you can drive me to like Frilton.
Oh, I'm busy that day though.
Oh,
I'm washing my hair.
So. Then we can go buy toys and action figures,
or just the other side of Barry.
Or the other side of Barry. Yeah, the
well,
other
I wanted,
side, the
I
other side
to
of
go,
Barry is only a few minutes away.
Well, I wanted to go to Old Finch Road. That was one of the
yes,
easier ways to go.
Yes, absolutely. The bridge?
The bridge, because, it's spooky. There's a lot of spookiness going on there. But I went to Dundurn Castle.
Okay.
So this is a bit of an update. I went to Dundurn Castle up in Hamilton. And I just went there during the day. And 2 hours before that, the last people had left the museum, right? Because it's a museum now. Beautiful, sprawling castle. As I walked up to the front doors, one of the doors opened and slammed on its own. And when I walked up to it, it was shut solid and locked.
Really?
So I went around the back thinking, oh, there's people working here. There's no lights on in the damn place. There was no one in the building, and there were two girls sitting in the back. They said people left 2 hours before. And I thought, that's spooky, but not spooky enough to freak me out. So right. I went down to this little like lighthouse-looking thing. They call it the gully.
The folly. I know what you're talking about.
And I put this on TikTok. I was walking down the stairs and there was a jingle. I was wearing sweatpants. Nothing was jingling other than, you know, the sweat off my body, but nothing jingled. And I heard, and other people have heard in the video that I made, the jingling of what sounds like a jacket, like a wool jacket.
Really?
Interestingly enough, soldiers would gamble there and drink, and there's enough that they could have fallen and died. That area. Okay. So I'm going to go back and investigate it.
I'll come with you.
I'm going to drag you and Grace. And
yeah, we got to do it.
Whoever else is
brave. We have a car.
Enough. Yeah.
We got to do a
yes,
lot of locations.
We have a car now.
We have a car now. And here's the thing. There's a lot of locations in Hamilton. Of course, there's the site where they found the decapitated and severed remains of the husband of Evelyn Dick.
I don't know who that is, Evelyn
Dick
like
was
a
high profile murder case in the 1940s. She looked like a film star, and she murdered her husband and severed his head, arms, and legs.
Wow. It's easier to carry the body that way.
Yeah, and some children found the body up by the waterfalls of Hamilton.
Okay, well, we'll
go there. And it was such a high-profile case that it was an international story, but there were schoolyard rhymes made up again about the case, and children would sing and skip and play to this schoolyard rhyme. And I kid you not, it went like this: you chopped off his arms, you chopped off his legs, you chopped off his head, how could you miss his dick?
Okay,
think about it. How could you miss his dick?
Oh my god.
And that was the rhyme. I'm not kidding.
Oh, so you're not making this up?
No, that's okay. Real, that's a real thing. And then you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, they found, and then anyway, she was convicted and only did a little bit of time. And then when she was released, she kind of just vanished into the ether, and no one knows whatever became of her.
Interesting.
Kind of a weird, you might want to look into Evelyn Dick.
Yeah, I'll look into that. And yeah. I know that the Hermitage Ruins are up there.
Yes.
I didn't
yep.
make it
yes.
there
yeah.
because I
Hermitage
got
rooms.
Because I got tired.
Okay.
That's why I didn't go, and I figured I would just go back because I had gone to a friend's shop. Shout out to Mooncraft Market.
Mm. Oh yeah, absolutely. I love
good,
Mooncraft Market.
There's some good stuff there. But yeah, no, that's great. We'll have to go there.
So we will do a few podcasts in Hamilton and
at the spooky locations.
Well, we should wrap this up because we got to get out of this venue.
Got to leave.
But before we do, I want to tell a story about something that happened in Hamilton. I was in Hamilton. I was in Ancaster, and there was an abandoned house. And I decided to go into the abandoned house, and I was in there with a friend of mine, and we heard as clear as day, and it haunt me to this day. This went, I can tell you, it went like this. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And I that pattern of sound, right? And as we walked down the hallway, the noise got louder. It terrified me, and my friend got freaked out and fled, and I finally opened up the door, and it was just this little dilapidated old bathroom from maybe the Victorian days with one of the pole chains kind of thing, and right out of the toilet, and I was like hesitant, and I put my foot out, and I flipped up the toilet lid. And there was a giant log of shit with three flies shouting, "If the log rolls over, we're all gonna die!"
I hate you so much.
I know you do. I made you sit through that whole thing.
This is probably the fifth time that I've sat through a story.
That led nowhere.
That led to absolutely nowhere.
That was like a perfect dad joke.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Was that a shitty joke?
Oh my god, I can't even.
Crabby.
So
or
let's...
was it corny? The ghosts have spoken.
I need a drink.
All right, spooky friends. If you're not already following, hit follow, share, and let your friends know about this podcast.
And we'll be joined by more spooky friends in the near future.
Absolutely. And that's my favorite place, the future. All right,
stay
kids.
Stay spooky. You didn't say it. I did.
No, well,
you can say it.
No, I don't want to say it. You said it already. If I say it now, it just sounds like I'm trying to one-up you.
Do you want to do it at the same time?
Okay, ready?
Okay, ready?
Ready? One, two, three. three. No, on three.
Okay.
Okay. One, two, wait, when I say three, not one, two, three, and then stop and then say hey,
okay,
spooky.
Okay, on three.
Is it hey, spooky? No, it's stay spooky.
Stay spooky, like
okay,
that. Okay,
ready?
Ready?
Okay, watch, ready? One, two,
stay spooky. Stay,
no, you fucked it up. It's on three. You went to four. It goes one, two, stay scary, spooky. God. I got it wrong. Okay, we'll do it one last time.
Okay.
One, two, stay spooky.